6. 6 Music.
From 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC. That's who.
Find myself singing that song at the strangest times. Everyday People by Sly and the Family Stone. I heard it at a wedding last weekend. Two of my very, very good friends got married last weekend. Tracy and John. This whole show is dedicated to them. I've known them both for 20 years and love them both very much. And to see them get together was a lovely thing. It's a Sunday night for you. It's quite early on a Thursday morning for me. Let's have a look outside. Oh, yeah. A bright and beautiful Thursday morning. The birds in my garden, not much bothered by my cat. She's not much of a killer. Ah, Jocelyn. She's spoilt rotten, that's why. I've no doubt she'll make an appearance at some point in the programme. She's taken to coming up here to the attic in my little house in North Manchester while I'm making it. I haven't introduced myself, have I? I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for choosing to listen to 6 Music while you end your week. That sounds like somebody's made me say, does it, with a cattle prod. I don't have a producer sat in the room with me here, but the thought of upsetting Michelle, fear. The fear that runs through my veins, the adrenaline, she's terrifying. Not really. They're all lovely, eh? Where were we? Oh, yeah. I need to wake up. Let's put this tune on. It usually works.
Today's a day like any other.
That's done the trick. The Walkman and Angela Surf City. Evoking memories of a field, a very muddy field, filled with thousands of strangers. All really getting off on that at Glastonbury last summer. I love it. This is Richard Swift. It's called Dracula, in brackets, Hey Man. It's from an EP called the Walt Wolfman EP, which has got Walt Whitman's portrait on the front cover, with it superimposed with the image from the old black and white version of The Wolfman. I think it might have been a Halloween release, and Richard Swift was our featured artist some weeks ago. The opening lines of this tune are very Richard, very off the hip, very cool, very laid back. Hey man, did you ask me a question? Hey man, was it in the right key? Hey man, did you like the chord progression? Hey man, it was in the key of C. Now, how do you get it was in the key of C? How do you make that sound cool? I'm afraid you have to be Richard Swift. Told you it was cool. Buy yourself some Richard Swift. Do yourself a favour. Buy yourself some Richard Swift. I'm going to get a t-shirt with that on. That was from the Walt Wolfman EP. And that was Dracula with a K. In brackets, Hey Man. If Richard's listening or anyone who knows him, please give him my love. He's an old buddy of ours. This one is from another old friend, Shin Ray in Singapore. She turned up at the only gig we've ever played in Singapore. With her sister, they made us a banner and a beautiful letter. So, Shin Ray from Singapore said, Hi Guy, just like to let you know that once again you've managed to provide a distraction for me from my exams. While listening to your last show, and you... Oh, I could have phrased that better, couldn't I? Just like to let you know that once again you've managed to provide a distraction for me from my exams while listening to your last show. And you played Moonlight Serenade by Glenn Miller. It reminded me of an episode of Doctor Who. There's a bit where Captain Jack dances with Rose. You should check it out, which led to me rewatching the episode, so thanks for that. And of course, I've got to suggest a song, Shinray goes on. Otherwise, this email would be worthless. I noticed there hasn't been enough Bob Dylan being played of late, and thus would like to recommend Talking Bear Mountain Picnic Massacre Blues from the Whitmark demos. What's not to love about a song with a name like that? Lots of love, Shin Ray in Singapore. Well, thank you, Chuck. Love to your sister as well. And you're quite right, I've not played any Dylan in ages. So very specifically from the Whitmark demos, here is that version of Bob Dylan's Talking Bear Mountain Picnic and Massacre Blues. Apologies to my mother in advance, she doesn't really like Bob's voice.
I saw it advertised one day, Bear Mountain Picnic was coming my way. Come along and take a trip, we'll bring you up there on a ship. Bring the wife and kids, bring the whole family. Yippee. But I run right down and bought a ticket to this Bear Mountain Picnic, but little did I realize I was in for a picnic surprise. Had nothing to do with mountains, I didn't even come close to a bear. Took the wife and kids down to the pier, 6,000 people there. Everybody had a ticket for the trip. Well, I said, it's a pretty big ship. Besides, anyway, the more the merrier. Well, we all got on, and what do you think? That big old boat started to sink. More people kept piling on. That old ship was slowly going down. Maybe we just better call off the picnic. No, the word there is, instead of maybe we better call off the picnic, it's a funny way to start a picnic. Well, I soon lost track of my kids and wife. So many people there I never saw in my life. That old ship sinking down in the water, 6,000 people trying to kill each other. Dogs are barking, cats are meowing, women are screaming, fists are flying, babies crying. Cops are coming, me running, maybe we just better call off the picnic. I got shoved down and pushed around, all I could hear there was a screaming sound. Don't remember one thing more, just remember waking up on the shore. Head busted, stomach cracked, feet splintered. I was bald, naked. Quite lucky to be alive though. Feeling like I climbed out of my casket and grabbed back hold of my picnic basket. Took the wife and kids and started home, wishing I never got up that morn. Now I don't care just what you do, if you want to have a picnic, that's up to you. But don't tell me about it, I don't want to hear it. You see, I just lost all my picnic spirit. Stay in my kitchen, have my own picnics there. In the bedroom. In the bathroom, man. That don't seem to me quite so funny. What some people are gonna do for money. There's a brand new gimmick every day just to take somebody's money away. I think we ought to take some of these people and put them on a boat. Send them up to Bear Mountain for a picnic.
That was for Shinray in Singapore. That was Bob Dylan's Talking Bear Mountain Picnic Massacre Blues. The Whitmore demos. Whitmore demos? I've never heard of them before. Whitmark demos. There you go. I was going to try and get away with that. Did you notice?
Original British drama on BBC One.
Where are we? Spaceship, right?
Not just any spaceship.
The Parliament of the Daleks.
The asylum must be cleansed.
Rory?
You will save the Daleks.
Rory!
Save the Daleks!
Rory!
Save the Daleks!
Here comes all the Daleks.
Who do you think?
Doctor Who begins next Saturday at 7:20 on BBC One and BBC One HD.
Guy Garvey on Six Music.
The better?
And the antimatter.
Right, this next tune was a Song for Guy recommendation from Gums in London. I'm not going to tell you who it is because it was a real shock to me. Let's just listen to it and then I'll read you the email.
My baby, no, I don't want nobody else. If I can't have you, I don't want myself. I want you, baby, I don't want nobody else. I want you, my baby, don't want nobody else. If I can't have you, baby, baby, I don't want myself.
Dynamic, right? And sort of guttural and engaging and dark, sinister almost. I thought it was absolutely brilliant. Would you believe it was the Waterboys? I think I found an area of music where you lot could educate me. I could go and look for Waterboys stuff myself, and I have to admit to hating The Hole of the Moon by the Waterboys. And it's possibly just overexposure to the song. Maybe it's some of the scenes I've seen that are accompanied by that piece of music. It's just, it seemed to be around for bloody ages, like a good decade in my life. So please disagree with me openly. guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Educate me on the Waterboys. I've actually met Mike Scott once as well, and he complained about me smoking. So, well, that's kind of the only conversation we've had. Educate me on the Waterboys. Let me know what I don't know, because that's what Gums has done here. I'll read his email. He says, I first heard this performed live by Peter Green about 15 years ago and always thought it was one of his new songs since coming back as the Splinter Band. It was only under on the turn of the new millennium that the Waterboys released a two-CD version of the Fisherman's Blues that I found out who it was. I just bought a new music system, and it was a toss-up between Chet Baker and this as to what I would play first, and this was chosen. Well, inspiring. This is the perfect song for Guy that Gums has done here. He's played me something, not only something that I wouldn't have found myself because of my preconceptions about the Waterboys, but it's knocked my head off. I think it's brilliant. Educate me on the Waterboys, bearing in mind I can't stand the whole of the moon. That is your challenge, dear listener, for the next week. Right, this next song, absolutely love it. In fact, I'm going to let the Beckopedia introduce it.
Now then, 1977. Not exactly a stellar year at the top of the UK charts, littered as it was with David Soul, Brotherhood of Man, Kenny Rogers and the like. But amongst the rough, a diamond shone. It was sensual, hypnotic and completely different to all that had gone before. It laid the foundations for electronic dance and influenced decades of musicians. It was I Feel Love by Donna Summer. To those of us who remember it the first time around, this track was as revolutionary in its sound and structure as the punk music that scorched its way across the country that same year. Here was a song that made geeky synthesized sounds less sci-fi and more cool. An entire track without any acoustic instruments except Donna Summer's amazing voice. We thought we were here in the future, and we were. 35 years later, the beautiful, talented Queen of Disco has gone. But she's left behind millions of fans, a huge body of work, and the song that kick-started our love affair with electronic music. A song that, after all these years, still sounds like the future. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
As introduced by the Beckopedia, Donna Summer's I Feel Love in all its 12-inch glory. Please try not to dwell on the phrase 12-inch glory. I played that at the wedding I mentioned earlier, my friend John and Tracy's wedding last weekend, and it filled the dance floor. You see, what's going on here, you might have figured out, is that when Elbow are asked to DJ for their friends, and this isn't licensed for everybody to ask us, by the way, it becomes a little bit of a competition. Mark Potter's very good at holding the floor if he hasn't had too much to drink, and Craig Potter similarly. I like getting them going and then getting out of the way. I mean, it is the most difficult thing to get them started, but if you're in any doubt, then Donna Summer does the trick all on its own. It's a long version, so people, you know, can slowly get into it. You can slowly sort of boost the signal until everybody's jiving at the tables, and then up they get. If you ever need a smash glass in emergency kind of a tune, though, then this one from Louis Prima is my go-to in an emergency.
And just a gigolo, and everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing. Paid for every dance, selling its romance. Oh, what they say. There will come a day, and youth will pass away. What will they say about me? When the end comes, I know those are just a gigolos. Life goes on without me. And just a gigolo, everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing. Paid for every dance, selling each romance. Oh, what they say. And there will come a day, and youth will pass away. What will they say about me? When the end comes, I know there's just a gigolo. Life goes on without me, 'cause I ain't got nobody. Oh, and there's nobody cares for me. There's nobody cares for me. I'm so sad and lonely. Sad and lonely, sad and lonely. Want some sweet mama? Come take a chance with me, 'cause I ain't so bad then. And I'll sing her sweet love song all of the time. She will only be baldy bozy bat blib up. I ain't got nobody. Oh, and there's nobody kiss for me. This don't matter. Kiss for me. Don't matter.
I ain't got nobody.
Nobody, nobody cares for me. There's nobody cares for me.
I'm so sad and lonely.
Oh, lonely, oh, lonely, lonely, lonely. Want some sweet mama? Come and rescue me, 'cause I ain't so bad. And I'll sing her sweet love song all of the time. She will only be only, 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 baby. Baby, almond, sugar, down.
from the wildest Louis Prima, which is, I think, the only record that Louis produced himself. He said it sounded exactly as he wanted it to. From the wildest Louis Prima, that was medley Just a Gigolo, I Ain't Got Nobody. So that suggests that Just a Gigolo, i.e. the verses, and I Ain't Got Nobody are two separate songs that Louis put together there. Does anybody have any knowledge of this? I could go on the internet, but what's the fun in that? guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. This next tune's by The Art of Noise, who I was obsessed with as a young man. My next door neighbour growing up, James, was kind of like my surrogate big brother, if you like, and introduced me to loads and loads of music, including The Art of Noise. And threads of that led me to different music through Trevor Horn's work and through Ann Dudley's work. But I still go back to them now and again and pick out the little gems that haven't, shall we say, suffered with age. A lot of The Art of Noise's stuff, it's just, it sounds a little too dated. But I don't think this one is too bad. From the Ambient Collection, this is a song called Island, which is a spin-off of their version of the theme tune from a 1960s version of Robinson Crusoe, a television version. They released Crusoe on the same album. But Island is kind of like an accompaniment to that song, but it's really beautiful in its own right. I've been talking now about the song for almost as long as the song actually is. Ladies and gentlemen, The Art of Noise and Island. Man of Beauty, The Art of Noise and Island. Have you heard of Antibalas, which is Spanish for bulletproof? No? Well, here we go. Antibalas is a Brooklyn-based Afrobeat band modelled after Fela Kuti's Africa 70 band and Eddie Palmieri's Harlem River Drive Orchestra. I've never heard of this band before. I've heard of Fela Kuti and his son Femi Kuti's stuff, but this is just incredible, especially the organ at the front. It really gets you going. I'm going to play this to the lads because I think it's fantastic. Of all the people in the world that I know are listening, I know my sister Karen, who lives in France, is going to go nuts to this. She's usually ironing, I believe, when she listens to the show online. Karen, put the iron down and turn it up. You're going to love this. This is Antibalas from the album Antibalas. This is Dirty Money.
We'll be right back.
Told you. Great, innit? From the album Anti-Ballast, that is Anti-Ballast, and the song's called Dirty Money.
To get the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra to play with us in a little place in Sheffield will be mind-blowing. There's no doubt about it.
BBC Philharmonic presents Richard Hawley live on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Every time I sort of think about it, the hairs on the back of my neck stand up and I do get really, really excited. Hi, this is Richard Hawley. I'll be performing live in Sheffield with the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra. For us to be playing with musicians of that calibre, it'll be a completely unique experience. I hope I'm not be too intimidated by it because they're so awesome musicians, you know.
Hear the performance in full next Saturday night from 7.
Part of BBC Radio 6 Music celebrates live music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
Our featured artist this week, inspired by the email we got about the Waterboys earlier on from Gums in London. Why Gums, do I want to know? Why do you call yourself Gums? Maybe he's just got no teeth. Or she has got no teeth. Anyway, linked to Elvis Costello because he was our featured artist last week. I thought I'd go with Chet Baker. Perhaps an obvious one for a lot of you. I know you already have excellent taste in music, being a Six Music listener. But Chet Baker is still very close to my heart. Tragic life, especially the second half. He was such a good-looking young man, such a talented guy. He got mixed up with drugs. He had his teeth kicked out, I believe, over drug debts. I'm not sure if that's apocryphal or not. And he died of defenestration, which, if you didn't know, was when you jump, fall, or were pushed from a window. Nobody's sure which, but there's a plaque up to him in Amsterdam where he died. Bless him. He relearned to play the trumpet without his teeth. Can you believe how heartbreaking that must have been for him? It really is a shame. But I choose to remember him at his best, which is in the middle of a song that he's lost in. I believe he got lost in the plane on this song by Elvis Costello. This is Chet Baker, our featured artist of the week, and this is Shipbuilding.
Is it worth it? A new hunter's coat and shoes for the wife, and a bicycle on the boy's birthday. It's just a rumor that was spread around town by the women and children. Soon we'll be shipbuilding. The boy said, Dad, they're going to take me to task, but I'll be back by Christmas. It's just a rumor that was spread around town. Somebody said that someone got filled in for saying that people get killed in the result of this ship building. With all the will in the world, diving for dear life, and we could be diving for pearls. shining for dear life. When we could be diving for pearls.
Put Garvey on the air.
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Looking out on
Isn't that the most beautiful thing? Aretha Franklin, and You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. This could be my finest hour. I mentioned at the beginning of the programme that I was at a wedding last week for my friends John and Tracy. That's why I wasn't tweeting last week. I'm an idiot. I totally forgot. It slipped my mind. I don't know why I thought I'd find time to tweet in the middle of a wedding anyway. But I will be tweeting this week, so do keep them coming on in. Come and find me on Twitter. This is one of the songs. In fact, they walked down the aisle. So they got married and they were on the way out. And this is the song they played as they left. I thought it was rather cool. The Pixies and La La Love You.
Thank you.
Pixies and La La Love You. So, talking about the wedding I went to last weekend, which inspired some of my choices this week. One of the best things about getting together with a group of old friends, as I did last week, is you get to see people you've not seen for ages. And my good friend Kath came over. She lives in Granada in Spain with her husband and a son, although she's moving back to Manchester soon, which is great news. Now, because she's been out in Spain for 15 years, and because she's one of my many friends who doesn't listen to my radio programme, despite me constantly needling her to, there's huge swathes of information missing from her cultural knowledge. I mean, I thought my pop culture knowledge was disastrous. We all know the story about me mixing up Kerry Katona with Kiri Takanawa, but she'd never heard of Rufus Wainwright. So I got to introduce my friend to Rufus Wainwright. That felt good. Do you know what I mean? He's kind of a staple, isn't he, round here now? Anyway, where do you start? You know, have a little think just for a second. Just a little poseur for you there. What Rufus Wainwright would you start with? I decided to go with the first one that caught my attention and made me fall in love with his music. He's, of course, now an old friend. Name drop. Clang. But here it is. This is where you start with Rufus Wainwright, in my opinion. This is Poses.
Such beautiful poses makes any boy feel like picking up roses. There's never been such grave a matter as comparing our new brand name black sunglasses. All these poses, such beautiful poses, makes any boy feel as pretty as princes. The green autumnal parks conducting, and the city streets a wondrous chorus singing. All these poses, oh how can you blame me? Life is a game and true love is a trophy. Classical torture ruined my mind like a snake in the orchard. I did go from wanting to be someone. Now I'm drunk and wearing flip-flops on Fifth Avenue. Once you've fallen from classical virtue, won't have a soul for to wake up and hold you. Green autumnal park conducting, all the city streets a wondrous chorus singing. All these poses, now no longer boyish, made me a man. Now, but who cares what that is?
My head
just wonderful. Rufus Wainwright and Poses. That's from my mate Kath. So 2011 for me will always be the year that I met these guys. This is the Bombay Bicycle Club and Rinse Me Down. Tune, band, gentlemen. Gentlemen, the Bombay Bicycle Club, who supported us out in Australia and became good friends, lovely lads they are too, that was Rinse Me Down. Rinse Me Down, Wash Me Down, take your pick. Here is one from Trevor Clement in Burnham-on-Sea, Somerset. He says, "Hi Guy, right now it has to be Trellick Tower by Emmy the Great. Such a beautiful I Screwed It Up song. It was your The Bones of You for a long time, but just play or listen to it. It'll move you and you'll understand why I'm sure I'll come back to one of yours." Right, there's no punctuation in this email and I have a sneaking suspicion that at 10:30 on the 12th of August, Trevor, you'd had something to drink. Chin up, mate, if this is how you're feeling. I screwed it up. Plenty more fish in the sea. Now, that's never a very reassuring one, is it? Why bring up fish when heartbreak is concerned? It'll get better. Is that any good? Anyway, lots of love, Trevor. Here is my good friend, Emmy the Great. And this is Trellick Tower.
You propel yourself into the arms of God and Christ and all the angels. Now you're high above the people who you used to call your equals. I will stay behind and live this life. You left me as a witness who can tidy up your business and record that someone lived here in the shade of Trellick. Eiffel Tower in those days of living gently. Something holy used to love me, something holy used to touch me. Then he heard the voice I couldn't hear. He's gone to where it sent him. And now I'm praying for this pain to clear. He's waiting on ascension. And now I'm praying, but there's still no change. Your highest relic tower through your head. And when you let me spend my life trying to climb, you end. Praying till my knees don't fold, praying till my hands don't close, praying till my fingers glow. And you've propelled yourself into the arms of God and Christ and all the saints. Now I've been walking through our house like Seth. Separation made it sacred. I've been burying the books you left. I treat them like they're ancient. And I think relics ache for when the saint had breath. They miss the thing that changed them. Highest relic tower through your head. And when you let me spend my life trying to climb, you end. Praying till my knees don't fold, praying till my hands don't close, praying till my fingers glow. And in the shade of relic tower, the language dies. Praying cause you're so, so high. Can I spend my life trying to climb you?
Very moving. She has a way with words, that one. Emmy the Great and Trellick Tower. I had a great time with her in Hong Kong last year. She's an absolutely lovely girl, as well as an amazing talent. And a stunning beauty, if you've never seen her.
Okay. Are we ascending?
Yeah.
The Beatles did it in Savile Row in 1970. U2 did it on top of a liquor store in Los Angeles in 1987. Brian May did it on top of Buckingham Palace. And now me, Sean Keaveney, of the Six Music Breakfast Show. I'm about to follow in those hallowed rock and roll footsteps by going up on top of the roof of Six Music. And shout from the rooftops just how wonderful the breakfast show is. I want to tell the world!
Sean, we can't go up there. We haven't filled out a health and safety form.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Almost shouting it from the rooftops.
Weekday mornings from 7 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's finest hour on 6 Music.
Our featured artist this week is Chet Baker. The next two selections I play for you are from Chet Baker Sings. If you don't own any Chet Baker, that's the record you need to start with. Chet Baker Sings. You can just put it on and drift off. And it's in turns satisfying and happy and tragically sad, but effortlessly cool throughout. Perfect for this time of night, actually. But don't turn the radio off. Just have a listen to a sample. This is Chet Baker from Chet Baker Sings. This is But Not For Me.
They're writing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky stars above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I've found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi-ho, alas, and also lack-a-day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of her kiss, I guess she's not for me. I was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi-ho, alas, and also lack-a-day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of her kiss, I guess she's not for me.
Our featured artist this week, Chet Baker, and But Not For Me. If you have a recommendation for a featured artist, then it's the same address as recommendations for songs for Guy. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Right, a couple of weeks ago, I told you that the first radio interview I ever did was with Wayne Coyne from the Flaming Lips, and we discovered that we'd both written a song that included references to the Frank Capra film, It's a Wonderful Life, because we're both cheese balls, Wayne and I. And it's a beautiful, cheesy number, isn't it? It's a great film. I asked you, the smarty pants that you all are, do you know any other songs that reference It's a Wonderful Life? Jason Barlow got in touch and said, Danny Wilson's I Won't Be Here When You Get Home uses the Angel's Wings lines from It's a Wonderful Life and has a lovely, wistful quality that falls into the film's philosophy. I've always thought it was about a mother walking out on her kids and trying to explain why she needs to go. Very poignant. Definitely worth a listen. And maybe worth even playing on your show. Love the arrangements on it too. Did you hear that? Crack production unit. Can we dig it up and have a listen to it? Thank you very much. Maybe play that next week. Ida Aurora, good name if it's your real name. If you've made it up, then it's a bit hippie. She says, dear Guy, loving your show. Listening while working late, and it's a perfect soundscape companion, so thank you. I think that the Killers Christmas release Boots references It's a Wonderful Life. Have a good evening, best wishes, Ida. I haven't... No, I'm not online at the moment. Let me check that out. I'll see if that's true during the next song. See if we can find... I know the thing you mean, actually. He says, I picture my dad watching the TV. It's a Wonderful Life. It's a song about Christmas or New Year, isn't it, Boots? yes, I think you're right. I think it says It's a Wonderful Life, so it pretty much references the film directly, doesn't it? Let's have another song for Guy. This one is from... That's a habit of my missus, actually. When I'm doing something, giving us a little fanfare. She has a Making Toast fanfare. So as she pops it in there, she goes do-do-do-do under her breath. She has a opening a laptop fanfare. Do-do-do-do-do sort of thing, yeah. Right, found it. Colin Witham in Peterborough says, "Hi, Guy. On last week's show, you played a song by Devendra Banhart called Korean Dogwood. It reminded me of a song I love by an artist I don't think I've ever heard you play on your show. The song is called Dogwood Blossom by Fionn Regan from his album 100 Acres of Sycamore. Fionn is an Irish singer-songwriter who uses his voice to magnificent effect." I couldn't agree more. P.S. Because of the two Dogwood tracks, I looked up the Dogwood tree on the web. It's beautiful, especially its blossom. It's got four white leaves to the bloom. Right, let's do it then. Here's Fionn Regan with Dogwood Blossom. Thanks for your Song for Guy recommendation, Colin. Colin's grasped the concept, you lot. Try and make it a tune that you don't think I've heard before. Let us broaden our knowledge together. Take it away, Fionn.
Keep climbing into my head without knocking, and you fix yourself there like a map pin on this ghost of a street where I'm living. I'm in a chrysalis and I'm snowed in. Darling, darling, that damn gonna give. It's inevitable the way that you live. Bottles in brown paper and a mouth that slurs all the shit that it stirs. Let that dogwood blossom. There'll be hell to pay in heaven for you take every stray home. What happens when you're in too deep to break? Loneliness keeps you constantly awake. What happens when the passage of time appears? You see yourself as a child and it brings you to tears. You say that you're troubled and you always have been uncomfortable in your own skin. So you contemplate the riverbed. Turn off the dark thoughts in your head. Darling, darling, that dam's gonna give. It's inevitable the way that you live. Bottles in brown paper and a mouth that slurs. All the shit that it stirs, let that dark blossom. There'll be hell to pay in heaven for you take every stray.
Fionn Regan and Dogwood Blossom. Maria Doyle Kennedy is an award-winning Irish actress and singer, best known probably for her role as Queen Catherine of Aragon in The Tudors. I don't know if you saw that. She also plays the title character's wife, Frances, in The General. It might help you picture her. Anyway, she's had several albums out over the years. I've never heard her music before, if I'm honest. This is from her next album, Sing. She makes her records with her husband. I think he's called Kieran. And this song's called 12 White Horses. You know I love a mantra and repetition and sort of hypnosis in music, I'd call it. Well, this is no exception. Maria Doyle Kennedy from the album Sing. This is 12 White Horses. Maria Doyle Kennedy and 12 White Horses from her new album Sing. This is a beautiful thing from Mountain Man. It's called Sui Sui, and it was originally a Song for Guy recommendation from Patricia Bretherton, I should say, but it has now found its way into my heart forever.
Sui 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 Sui.
Ooh.
Mountain Man and Sui Sui. Absolutely love it. If you miss any of the titles of the songs from the show, or indeed any show, they're all on my webpage. Go to Song By Year on the Six Music website, on my page, and you can see everything I played tonight. Yeah, do follow me on Twitter. Go find me on Twitter. Bear in mind that the comments that I make are my own and not the opinions of the BBC. And they're few and far between, generally speaking, but I will be tweeting throughout the show. The Cave Singers are a band that remind me of my first year on the radio here at Six Music. It's one of the albums I fell in love with. Invitation Songs is the album. and the summer ended with me watching them at Glastonbury on a sunny afternoon with just a handful of people in the field. Just beautiful. I loved it. So here we are. This is Cold Eye from the Cave Singers, from their album Invitation Songs. A unique voice. You're going to either love it or hate it. I love it.
Never from
Cold Eye by the Cave Singers from their album Invitation Songs.
Six Music.
As Six Music continues its celebration of live music, this September we'll be off to Port Merion for Festival Number 6. Join me, Mark Riley, as I'll be live at the festival, bringing you sets from Everything Everything and headliners New Order. And you can be there too. I find the best thing about being in a festival crowd is that if anyone's annoying you, you can have a proper Victor Meldrew moment and storm off to another part of the field, no problem whatsoever. And I tell you what, at the age of 51, believe me, that's a very attractive proposition. Just go to the Six Music website now to be in with a chance of free tickets for the festival.
Part of Six Music celebrates live music.
Guy Garvey on Six.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
So, rather oddly, Weird Law was a conceptual event that was due to take place in Bristol in June, but ended up being cancelled. An offshoot of the idea was an album called Weird Law, and this track is from it. It's a really interesting compilation. Law, spelled L-O-R-E, if you want to Google it. It's come out on, are they called Folk Police? Yeah, Folk Police have put it out. So, Weird Law, with L-O-R-E, that spelling of law. This is Starless and Bible Black is the name of the band, and the song's called If You Fall, I'll Fall With You. You're going to fall in love with this, so I'll give you all that information at the end if you want to grab a pen.
Thank you.
The album's called Weird Law. It's a compilation album that was to accompany an event that never happened. It's out on Folk Police, and that song's called If You Fall, I'll Fall With You, and the artist is called Starless and Bible Black. There you go. Did you get all that? Of course you did. Let's have a little paddle into the BBC archive and surface clutching fourpence that somebody from Withington has thrown into the bottom of the pond. I was trying to come up with a better analogy for looking for archives than diving for pearls. Picking coins out of a pond isn't really very good. I'll just keep talking until somebody turns the fader down on me and just plays the clip, because...
What part of Lancashire do you come from?
A town called Lee, L-E-I-G-H.
Do you go back to Lee?
Quite often, yeah. As often as I can. I mean, I still keep in touch with the rugby league game.
Was there any musical talent in the family before you?
Oh, my dad was quite a good amateur piano accordionist and piano player. We always had a piano in the front room at home.
Yes.
Which is where I got my first musical education. My dad used to play in a local dance band, which used to play for social evenings at the Sunday school, you know, whenever there was one, which is where I learned to do the waltz and the slow foxtrot and to Mr. Sandman and tunes like that. I used to sort of do the usual entering talent contests and all that. I mean, even, I think when I was 4 years old, we went to Middleton Tower Holiday Camp near Morecambe, and my parents put me to bed for the night, and later on walked into the local ballroom at the holiday camp and saw me up on stage with a pair of Rick Racks singing You Can Roll a Silver Dollar.
When you were four?
Yeah, I won first prize, I think it was $6, and yeah. My parents packed me off to bed.
Sitting here a thousand miles from nowhere, in this one-room country little shack, sitting here a thousand miles from nowhere, in this one-room country little shack. My only worldly possession is a raggedy old 11-foot cotton sack. I wake up every night about midnight, people, I just can't sleep no more. I wake up every night about midnight, people, I just can't sleep no more. Only crickets and frogs to keep me company, and the wind howling around my door. Some kind of companion, even if she dumb, deaf, crippled, and blind.
From Georgie Fame's edition of Desert Island Discs, that was Mose Allison and One Room Country Shack. One more tune right now from our artist, our featured artist of the week, Chet Baker. From the album Chet Baker Sings, this beautiful thing is never far from my lips. This is Time After Time.
Time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be the one you run to see in the evening when the day is through. I only know what I know. The passing years will show. You've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving you. The passing years will show. You've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving you.
That's all we have time for another week. I hope I made the last 2 hours of your Sunday pleasurable. Don Letts up next for most of you. Stay tuned. I know Mum's going to bed, so night, Mum. Thanks very much to Beckpedia for her contribution. Thanks to everybody who submitted Song for Guy recommendations. You keep my love of music alive with your genius, so you do. Thanks to Michelle and Peter and everyone who helps me make the show here at Media City Salford. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you...
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Week, wherever you are.
From 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Ready on the left, ready on the right. Turn up that sound because it's round about midnight. And this, my good people, is Culture Clash Radio. And I'm back to my old tricks crossing time, space and genres with a kaleidoscope of sounds. Coming up in the first hour, Flying Lizards, Dub Pistols, Kid Koala, NERD, Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros, Planet Patrol and Adrian Sherwood, to name just a few. Now, you know the coup and what I do. There's not too much talk and even less technique. Just taste and tunes. So let's get to it with something new from the Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer. This is Too Late Virginia, the J-Star remix.
Too late Virginia, you crossed that line. No turning back, it's now come down to this line.